This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. Coming up, and a race to the finish. This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. If you've ever had a message from a debt collector on your answering machine, listen up. You may be able to turn the tables and the tapes on them. This case involved Brenda, who apparently owed money to the Consumer Shopping Network. Her account was assigned to a debt collection agency that left more than a dozen pre-recorded messages on Brenda's answering machine. The agency purposely left out any information disclosing they were a debt collector, thus violating a provision of the Debt Collection Act, which specifically requires debt collectors to disclose what they are. And the reason the company left it out was it was afraid of violating another provision of the law, which forbids any communication about a debt with a third party, which might happen if the answering machine message was heard by someone other than the debtor. Brenda sued, and the company defended on the grounds that it was in a catch-22 that basically made it liable for one violation or the other. But the court said this argument is like the Vietnam Army officer who said we had to destroy the village to save it and refused to let the company off the hook. So if you get a recorded message from your debt collector, fast-forward it to your lawyer instead of a debt beat, you could beat the debt. This is Neil Chayet looking at the law.